It's another great spring afternoon across New York and western New England. Temperatures have moved up into the 60s. Most spots, though, have moved into the 70s this afternoon. Now, we are seeing some clouds come into the mix, and those clouds will continue to increase tonight. And those clouds are a sign of some weather changes that will come through our area over the next day or so. So, moving into tonight, we will see a front approach. That will continue to increase the clouds, and there is the chance for a scattering of showers through the night. They should be fairly isolated in nature, so a lot of the time will be dry, but every so often there is that chance for a shower tonight, and we can't rule out a thunderstorm as the night moves along. It'll be a much milder night than last night. You know, many spots dropped into the 20s and 30s last night. Tonight, overnight low temperatures will be basically near 50 degrees, running in the upper 40s to lower and mid-50s across the area. Then as we go through the day tomorrow, we will have a cold front approach and work its way through, so we will keep it on the cloudy side for the day on Friday. We'll have a gusty breeze out of the south, and that's going to keep things warm, so it's a mild day with temperatures running mainly in the 70s as we go through tomorrow afternoon, though we will keep it maybe in the upper 60s across the higher elevations. The other player tomorrow will be some showers from time to time. There's even the chance for a rumble of thunder as we go through the day on Friday. That front will clear to our east during tomorrow night, so any showers are expected to come to an end. Now on Saturday, some clouds may linger early, especially over New England, but those are going to break up very nicely. We're looking at a mainly sunny day. It'll be on the breezy side, and it will be cooler than tomorrow, with highs running in the 50s to lower 60s, and we'll keep temperatures at the seasonable level as we wrap the weekend on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, warmer with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and warm with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a rumble of thunder, warmer with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and warm with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, warmer with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and warm, highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, warmer, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and warm, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Saturday, becoming mostly sunny, breezy and cooler, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.